Hey-ya! Hey guys, welcome back to Tokyo Munchies Podcast. This is episode number 10. Wow, we're getting there slowly. 10 episodes already, that's pretty cool. So, guys, as always, welcome back to Tokyo Munchies, and we're going to talk about all things Japan and the most important parts of Japanese news. No, actually, the most important parts, the Japanese candy and snacks and the good stuff. So, we'll kick off each episode with the weather. So today it's Saturday in Tokyo, and actually the time now is 6 p.m. But today it was clear and really beautiful. The sky was clear, there was no clouds, nice blue sky. The temperature was beautiful at a 20 degrees centigrade, or as you Yankees like to call it, Fahrenheit. I still don't know what the hell that means, but yeah. It's not important to me anyway. There was a 10% chance of rain, but that obviously didn't happen because it was a cracker of a day. Humidity was about 57%, but I don't think so either because it was pretty breezy. So it was just a nice, cool, beautiful day in Tokyo. I spent the day with my family in the park. We had some McDonald's, which is very Japanese. Drank some Japanese beer, which was very Japanese. And just chilled out in the park, played some tennis, played some cricket. Kicked the soccer ball around a bit, had a bit of fun. It was a beautiful day, it was a nice day in Tokyo. So, how was your day? What did you get up to? What did you do? Is it Saturday where you are? And where are you? Drop us a comment on our Instagram or our Facebook or our Twitter. Engage with us, guys. We want to talk to you. I just don't want to talk to you. I want you to talk to me. Because me just talking to you is like me just talking to you, talking to me, talking to you, talking to me. I'm on a horse. I don't know where that's going, but yeah, engage, guys. I want to chat with you. I'm pretty open, so I'll chat with you anytime, any day, any place, anywhere. So that was the Tokyo weather. That was my day, and we'll go on to the important things, the Japanese news. We always like to do the top three in the Japanese news, but today I'm going to cut this a little bit short because there was one most important news topic, which has already been covered by most of the major outlets, but I want to cover it here because the proximity of Japan to Korea and what it means to me and what it means to the Japanese people. So today was historic, guys. Today was a magical, magical occasion. We got to see live on BBC News, NNC, and all the other major news agencies. We got to see Kim Jong-un walk down out of the DMZ building, actually walk up to the DMZ line, shake hands with the Korean Prime Minister, Mr. Moon, and step into South Korea. That's the first time a North Korean leader has actually been in South Korea for decades. It's a magical and it's a really historical and really important thing. And we're all blessed to be alive to actually experience that. I know it's not important for you if you're in Africa, or if you're in Australia, or if you're in the Caribbean, or if you're in Europe or somewhere, but things like this, little things like this, they make up parts of our lives. We're only alive for X amount of time, and so we can only experience X amount of historical events in our lifetime. And they come and they go in a blink of an eye, and they'll never come back, so I know it's not important. I know it's not the greatest thing in the world, like landing on the moon or the year 2000 New Year's Eve countdown or whatever, but it was pretty magical. It was pretty cool. It was actually really heartwarming. I was listening to the dialogue that, or the monologue that a lot of the presenters were saying about when Kim Jong-un stepped over into the South Korean side and shook hands with Prime Minister Moon, and then they had a little bit of a chat and was really friendly, and then Kim just suddenly asked Moon to step into North Korea, step across the border into North Korea. And so he'd be the first South Korean leader to be in North Korea for decades as well. So there was two groundbreaking historical moments that happened right then, right there, and it was really, really, really enjoyable to watch. One of the guys on the monologue I was listening to, he was obviously on some type of high horse and definitely over, I can't think of the word now, over examining the whole issue. And he was like, oh my god, Kim Jong-un is a skillful politician. Look at his skillfulness here as he exerts his dominance to invite the South Korean leader into North Korea in this historic moment. But it wasn't him exerting his dominance or his skillful politics or whatever you want to call it. It was just a friendly get together. It was like in Australia, there's like two guys having a beer at a barbie. I might be drinking a VB, you might be drinking a Foster's. Straight away, I don't like you because you're drinking a Foster's, and I'm suspicious that you're maybe Victorian, or I'm suspicious that you're not even Australian, but I'm still going to shake your hand, probably give you a beer opener, maybe let me use my barbie. I won't let you touch my wife, though. That's off limits. It's definitely off limits. So, yeah, guys, so I'll stop blabbering on about that, but we'll skip the 1, 2, 3 for the Japanese news today, and just, like, big congratulations to North Korea and South Korea for officially ending the Korean War and moving forward, hopefully peacefully, amicably, into the future, and everything's looking bright, everything's looking really nice. So we'll shut up about that now, and we'll get into the important stuff, because that's what we're here for. We're here for Tokyo Munchies, we're not here for talking crap. Sometimes. Yes, so it's Saturday Snack Attack. We normally talk about snacks, and we do talk about snacks, and we are going to talk about snacks. We're going to talk about Pocky. So it's the Spring Limited Edition Sakura Spring 2018 Luxury Pocky. It was special release for this year, and it was a beautiful thing. It's in this black box, and it's got this really cool holographic little petal thing happening in the black packaging. All the embossing is in gold, and then there's all these little pink cherry blossoms flittering down all over it, and it's a luxury edition Pocky. So it's not something that Tom, Dick, or Harry, or Jane, or Mark, or Joe Blow, whoever your name is, will just pick up at your local corner store or 7-Eleven. It was a luxury edition thing. It was really, really special. I hunted for this for 3 months. I hunted for it really hard. And then out of the blue, I just stumbled across upon it, and I'm like, bang, I gotta get that. So I grabbed as many as I could, and we've sent a few of them around the world so far, but we've still got 2 boxes left. So if you're lucky, and if you're pretty ganky, swing by tokyomunchies.tiktok.com and grab a box, because this is your last chance to get some and try some. If you don't get them now, you'll have to wait till next year, if Pocky does it again. So it's the luxury Sakura Pocky. It's your standard Pocky stick, but it's coated in a really thick, creamy layer of Sakura cherry-flavored chocolate, and then it's encrusted with cherry-flavored cocoa chunks. So it's chunky, and it's creamy, and smoothy, and sticky, and it's Pocky, and it's just something that you would write home to your mum about. It's something that if you don't experience it, well, too bad, so sad. I highly recommend this. It's an experience that once you've had it, you can be content for the rest of your life, and you got bragging rights. You can keep the box. Someone comes over for a coffee or a cigar or a ménage à trois, put that box on your shelf, they'll be like, oh my god, what's that up there on your shelf? Oh, that's a box of luxury Sakura Pocky straight from Japan, straight from tokyomunchies.tiktok.com. You don't have them? Oh, too bad. Good luck with that. Enjoy your sad, sad life. Anyway, guys, a bit of a joke there. But yeah, seriously, if you want to try something which is totally unique, which no one else in the world will have anymore, jump in today and get yourself a box of Sakura 2018 Luxury Edition Pocky. Because you won't regret it. You just won't regret it. And so we'll wrap this up now, so please, guys, drop by tokyomunchies.tiktok.com. We deliver all of your Japanese candy, chocolate, and snack needs directly to you from Tokyo, Japan. We've got cup noodles, we've got candy, we've got the crazy DIY kits, we've got stuff that you will probably never see again in your life, and we like to keep it that way. Rare, with care. And also a big shout out to our good supporters over in Texas. Yeehaw! Miguel Garza, you know what I'm saying. The Critical Thinking Podcast is our main supporters over in Texas. They have a podcast and they talk about movies, comic books, nerdy stuff, football, sports, everything and anything in between. Go over there, guys. Listen to CriticalThinkingPodcast.com to enjoy all of your ear candy needs. And Also, we have our long-time and old-time friend, Craig Hoffman, at Grey Grizzled and Gaijin. Craig was our original. He was our coup de grace. He was our number one. We don't talk about him too much because he's just that special. But I just wanted to shout out to him. Thank you, Craig Hoffman, for starting us down this road and getting us on the way to doing podcasts and doing so much more Tokyo Munchies than what we would have ever thought of doing in the beginning. So guys, jump on Twitter and go follow at Craig Hoffman. Go follow his Twitter, go follow his Instagram. He's a funny guy. He'll give you lots of insights about life, social media marketing, and learning Japanese and Japanese life in general. And also, we'd like to give you a big special shout out and welcome to the family, thejapanshop.com. Clay and Yumi Botwell, they run thejapanshop.com. They're based in the US, but Yumi is Japanese, Craig is from the US. They write fiction books and non-fiction books, and they also publish a lot of Japanese content to help you learn Japanese, and they have a lot of stuff to help you learn Japanese for free. So swing by thejapanshop.com if you want to learn some really cool Japanese. And they do it fun, and they do it friendly, and they do it really, really cool. And you can do a lot of it for free. So there are some things in life which are free. Sakura Limited Edition Pocky is definitely not. You have to pay for that. I'm not giving that to you for free. I'm sorry. I don't care how much you like me. I just can't do it. It's not in the budget. I'm sorry. But that's pretty much all we have to say today for episode 10 on Tokyo Munchies Podcast. Thank you, Anchor, for making this possible. Thank you to the Anchor community for your support. This is great to be able to get our podcasts out there. And as always, guys, this is Tokyo Munchies signing off. If you've got the munchies, we've got the munchies. TokyoMunchies.tiktok.com. I love you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.